Around the Grounds, to the city with Cavav and Curfews for Kids with Greg Davis.
Getting ready stuff in the Courier Mail, and this hour, of course, for Aussie Disposals, your outdoor adventure store. Greg Davis joins us. G'day, Greg.
Hello, boys. How you going?
Yeah, well. Your ears burning up there, are they?
What were you saying?
Oh, maybe not so much you, but certainly some of your clubs up there. The Brisbane Lions is what we've been speaking about all day today at 11:16 SEN. Draft concessions being at the top of the list. How do you see the draft concession situation?
Well, I definitely think they need whatever you want to call it, whether it be a draft concession or a priority pick, they definitely need some assistance because, let's face it, that what they've served up the last 2 weeks has been absolute garbage. And I think that they struggle to keep talent. They've only got four top 20 draft picks on the list, and two of those four came in the last draft, which was Shaqey and Eric Hipwood. So it's got to be a two sort of pronged attack here. It's got to be more talent and more cash for better facilities so the talent stays. And so the talent stays too if they win. So I think it needs to be the two-pronged attack.
The framework that they're working under needs to change too clearly, Greg, from what we can see. And the whole back office needs to be adjusted to a level that's up to AFL standard. The AFL promised to kick in at 1.4 to get the footy spend up to what it has been across the country, and I think that's a really good start for the Brisbane Lions. But if there is going to be a change, and it's all we keep hearing is that Justin Lepich is under enormous pressure to keep his job post this season, if there is going to be a change, is there any discussion from inside of Brisbane that you're hearing that what type of person that would be it experienced or inexperienced?
No, the general chat out of Brisbane, I think they're just they're actually doing a good job of towing the party line and just keep on saying, well, we'll see what happens at the end of the year and things will be assessed, blah, blah, blah. But I think there's only two ways they can go, and I think Brett Ratten's name has been thrown up. I've heard that the fact that Greg Swan was at Carlton when Ratten was sacked by the Blues wouldn't necessarily be an impediment to Ratten coming up here and joining Brisbane. And the other school of thought is, of course, the hotshot, the next best assistant. But I think there's, even though people don't sort of say it officially, I think there's a certain amount of resignation that Leper probably won't be there next year, especially the last 2 weeks, boys. I mean, they've lost by a combined margin of 232 points the last 2 weeks, and that's just not good enough.
No, they've stopped short of writing the obituary down here, Greg, but it seems to be going their way. Greg Ratten, does he feel like he's the right fella if Leper goes?
Well, he didn't have the worst record of all time at Carlton, did he? Like, he made finals. You know, he missed that last year that he got sacked, but he made finals a number of years in a row, and he has now been 4 years under Clarko at Hawthorn. Mm. So I think he'll come back and he'd be a better coach again. So I think you've just got to go for the best man for the job. And I think at the moment, he's a standout candidate. If they want to go an assistant, a young assistant, it's worked for other clubs like Western Bulldogs and whatnot, but there's a bit of support flying around for Ratten, but just depends on what Brisbane want to go for and also what they can afford.
Right, Brett Ratten, half. Can you see him being the Brisbane coach?
Absolutely. If that's what he wanted to do, obviously as has been well documented, he's been through a bit, and whether or not he would want to uproot and go and start again somewhere else, if that decision was made, I have no doubt that he's more than capable. In fact, would be a terrific appointment by the Brisbane Lions. But we'll see what happens with that. They're under the pump up there. They're just treading water at the moment, the poor old Brisbane Lions.
Oh, we'll move on. What about the Suns? There seems to be a bit of a ray of hope over there. They were pretty good against the Giants.
They were, weren't they? And the Giants needed two late goals in the last four or so minutes to beat them. And they play Essendon this week. You'd think that the Suns, if they bring that same effort, same intensity, they'd win. And that would mean they've won four of their last seven. Yeah. And seven for the year, and given the horrific injury toll I've had, that's a pretty fair effort, isn't it? So you think when they get Gaz back, Riscatelli back, and Swallow, and who comes back in the kneeful this week, David Swallow. So there's plenty to like at the Suns, especially when you see the two blokes at either end of the ground, Steve May, who's best on ground last weekend, and Tom Lynch at the other end of the ground. Like, they've got the spine there, haven't they? So
they certainly do. What about O'Meara? Any other talk on O'Meara? Is he coming?
Well,
what's he doing?
Play again this year. He'll go for an arthroscope.
What about next
on
year?
The knee.
Where's he going to play?
It's still causing problems. So he may, you know, it's very, very good. There's a chance he may have played his last game for the Suns, but interesting to see the Suns will be spending the week in Melbourne on the Essendon game this Sunday through to the Collingwood game the following Saturday. So, oh, and Jager and Dion won't be there, I suppose, because they're not playing, but if they were, it'd give them a chance to meet with clubs, wouldn't it?
Certainly would. Good on you, Greg. Thanks for joining us, mate. Look forward to reading your stuff in the Courier Mail.
Thanks, boys. Have a good one.
Good on you. Greg Davis there for Aussie Disposals, your outdoor adventure store.